We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The stopper is on the mound tonight for your Astros. Ronel Blanco. Game three of a four-game set against the Toronto Blue Jays.
White Walkers.
Otherwise known as the White Walkers. Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani, Area 45 invading in the loop today. Hope you've enjoyed it. If you're new to our program, thanks for checking us out, giving us a listen. Chris Santiago, Jordan Smith, doing a great job co-producing today. Appreciate you guys. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll talk with the fellas on the drive. Ron Hughley.
You're insane.
And Clint Sterner. See what those guys have coming up on their show. I saw this earlier today, man, and you talk a lot about Ronel Blanco and the journey that he's had, 30 years old and finally getting an opportunity and making the best of it, pitching for a team with the aspirations to keep this dynastic run still rolling. You saw him a little bit last year, right? But he was nowhere near the guy that he has been for the Astros this season. 8-3, 2.49 ERA, has a no-hitter on the books, a seven-inning no-hitter on the books this season for the Stros. And see if he can play stopper tonight, PC. But Dana Brown, I feel like people have started to pay attention to Dana Brown and him identifying, discovering the potential in Ronel Blanco. He actually did it just about a year ago. In fact, a year and change. This is right around the time spring training's wrapping up. Dana Brown did an interview and was asked about Ronel Blanco and what he has seen in him. Pretty interesting stuff. Take a listen.
I'm really focused in on starter depth. I think those things like starter depth is where you get on a roll of winning. And so I really like to have a lot of starter depth. In fact, when I saw Blanco throw the other day, I said, hey, man, this guy might have a chance to start. I mean, his actions were clean. He had three pitches. He threw strikes. And so my vision was maybe now to stretch him out. Maybe we could make him into a starter in AAA, and maybe he could potentially be depth. So I'm evaluating the team as we watch these games and try to put my scouting hat on and combine that with my analytic department that we have here and maybe talk some strategies. But Blanco would be like one of the first things that really stood out, and so I have a vision of him maybe potentially becoming a starter,
and that he has become a very, very good one for the Astros this season.
I'm not gonna lie, when he popped that off, I thought he was crazy.
Yeah,
how do you take a guy who walks as many people as Blanco, right? When Blanco was walking five batters per nine back then, How do you take a guy that walks that many dudes and say, oh yeah, he'd be a good starter for us? It's like, the guy can't even pitch in relief without walking the ballpark, and now you want to make him a starter. Last year, it was, let's say, mixed results. He started 7 of his 17 games last year. He had a 4.50 ERA, but he also had a 1.48 whip, walking practically five guys per nine, which is hideous.
That was the worst of his career, though, by the way.
No, when he was up the year before and he only threw six innings.
Oh, no, it was 5.7, just about six in 22. Yeah,
that's
right.
That's obviously very short, sample size.
Yeah, yeah.
But for him at age 23, pitching an A in high A, he walked 4.8. Then he walked 4.6, 4.6 again, 4.5 at AAA in 2023. It's a guy who walks a ton of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he's actually gotten his walks down to 3.7. That's still a lot of walks, but he's gotten it down. But here is where the biggest difference is in Ronel Blanco. Hits allowed. Last year in 52 innings, he allowed 49 hits. This year in 90 and a third innings, which leads the team, by the way,
mm-hmm.
54 hits.
Yeah.
He's only allowed five more hits in 38 more innings. That has been the biggest difference. He's getting soft contact. He's getting guys to turn it over. He's getting guys to hit weak pop-ups. He continues to miss bats. The strikeouts are down a little bit. But he continues to get swings and misses. He gets guys swinging off balance. The changeup has been a huge weapon for him this year.
Yeah.
And Ronel Blanco has been brilliant. And this is a dude, 6'3", 265 pounds. Mm-hmm. He's a horse.
Yeah, he is.
And this is a guy, he doesn't get tired. He goes out there, he battles his ass off. And it was one of the things to talk about him coming into the season, that the one thing we know about Ronel Blanco, regardless of what his command looks like that day, of how much he's struggling or how well he's pitching, Ronel Blanco is there to fight. That dude gets on the mound, he is going to battle you every single pitch. And this year, he hasn't had to do that so much because he's winning these battles far easier than he used to.
You know, the thing is with Ronel Blanco, you mentioned a team high 90 and a third innings pitched this season. At his age, having a career year at any level, there has to be the question, similarly to that of even what we're seeing from Hunter Brown and his resurgent here over the course of the last month and a half, is, the workload as it continues, as both of these guys continue to get you deeper into ball games every fifth day.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, how sustainable is that going to be? You know, for especially for a guy like Blanco, who I don't think has thrown over 125 innings at any point in his professional career.
No, that's his high from last year, 125 and a third.
So how effective is he going to continue to be as he and the Astros move along this season? And look, it's you need him, you know, to the utmost degree until you don't. Because you can't hang your hat. I'd like to, but you can't hang your hat on anything that Luis Garcia could potentially offer you in the second half. Same thing, obviously, more so with Lance McCullers. And Justin Verlander. I mean, outside of Framber Valdez, dude, and Hunter Brown, which, again, he's in the same conversation as Ronel Blanco in having the concerns of sustainability and effectiveness as they reach, you know, career highs and innings pitched again this season. It is a real question. Is this going to be good enough? Is this sustainable for the Astros? Is the faith that Dana Brown has passionately and adamantly had all season long in the guys that he has assembled and identified to you know, bear the load for this staff going to be good enough? And I think he would even tell you that no, they would like to make a move or moves to bolster the staff. It's just at what cost? And it's kind of that vicious cycle. It every good trade, right? It's going to sting a little bit. Thing is for the Astros and what they have in their stock, it's probably going to sting a lot if, in fact, they go out and make a move.
And this is why I'm a proponent of them working the margins. All right, the reality of the situation is I don't think they're going to make a move for a big bat because I don't think they have the ability to make a move for a big bat and get the pitching help that they need without seriously compromising the upper level depth of their minor league system. So, you know what? If they don't have a first baseman, I don't know why Joe Lupofito's not playing first base. I still don't know why Joe Lupofito's not playing first base. He should be first, period, the end. It should be Joe Lupofito playing first base.
Yeah, agreed.
And, you know, I do think it's very possible that Chas McCormick is moved for a reliever. I think to a lesser degree, it's possible that Jake Meyers is moved for a starting pitcher. But I think that's to a much lesser degree. I think it is far more likely. Chas kind of looks like he might be the odd man out right now, that he gets moved for a reliever. Chas can still play center field. There are a lot of teams that need a center fielder.
Yeah.
Especially one who's got some pop.
He's got to continue to show more, though, to get, you know, optimal value in a deal, right? I mean,
I think we're past the idea of optimal value for him. It is, hey, you're selling a guy with, you know, who's shown you some upside as a center fielder, and you're giving me a reliever. I think that's kind of where it is right now. It's unfortunate, but I think it's kind of where it is right now.
Yeah.
Pedro León is certainly a guy who's shown you he's accomplished everything he can accomplish at AAA. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to find out what he does at the major leagues. And if you move on from Chas, well, Pedro León might be getting called up, especially if you move Joe Lupofito to first base, as you should. Pedro León may play in left field. And then you've got León and Meyers and Tucker, and that defensive outfield is holy cow.
Sure, but would León get you more value, even if it is another reliever? Would he get you a guy on a higher tier that if the Astros deem that, you know, we need a dude to come out of the pen and be nails versus what a guy like Chas McCormick could command? But there's untapped potential. There's the unknown.
I think with León, you can talk about dealing him, the potential would be a starter deal.
Yeah.
Okay. His value is going to be a lot higher. outfield is where they have their prospects, the highest levels, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You look at Jacob Melton. Jacob Melton is, you know, his timeline, he is going to be the heir apparent to Kyle Tucker. So they've got some guys. You can't just give all those guys away to get Vlad Guerrero for a year.
Yeah.
Or to get some pitcher for a year. Like, that doesn't make sense. So when you're trying to put all that together, it's okay. Well, how am I gonna set this up? How am I gonna build this team? I think the best way for them to do is to work the margins, and you know, a guy like an Eric Fetty, you know, you pick up a guy like Johnny Cueto who just got himself released by exercising a clause in his contract. You see if what they can give you. If they give you something, well, yeah, Cueto didn't cost you anything to get.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna give him a minimum deal. You're gonna have him around here for a couple of starts, and either he's gonna pitch or he's not. Right, he's going to give you something, or you're going to let him go.
Yeah, I don't hate that idea.
But
by
when
you
talk about, hey, Ronel Blanco, who has never thrown more than 125 innings in a season, is probably going to hit 175 this year. Hunter Brown, who threw 162 and two thirds last year, and was seriously gassed in the second half of the season, well, he's on pace to throw 165, 170 innings. Before you get to the postseason, you're hoping that that doesn't repeat itself.
That would be incredible if Ronel Blanco hit 175 plus this year. I mean, that's an increase of more than double the workload.
It also
in terms of their stages, they usually go up with like 20 innings, you know, per season with these guys.
It also puts them in the danger zone.
Yes,
because when you're going more than 50 innings above your career high,
yes,
you are at increased risk for diminished performance. You're at a greater increased risk for injury. And all you have to do is look at J.P. France last year and see what happens when a guy pitches more than he's ever pitched before and you're pushing him through a postseason, you know, down the stretch, through the postseason.
Rushing him
he
back
was totally gassed preseason. Down the stretch.
Yeah.
He had nothing left. And then he shows up with a bum shoulder. You push him.
Yeah.
And now he's having capsule surgery, which is one of the most difficult injuries for a pitcher to come back from.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3-3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
It's been a 3-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.